This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
All right. Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. We've had this organization on our show several times before. I always enjoy spending time with them and learning from them.
Absolutely. Top of the morning to you too, Todd.
All right, let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Joy James. She's a loan originator with Guarantee Mortgage. Joy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. Appreciate you stopping by and joining us. I know we're in the middle of the holiday season, so I'm sure everyone's busy and going crazy running around. So appreciate you stopping by and joining us.
Sure.
Before we get into our conversation, Joy, take a few quick seconds, tell us a bit about you and your background, and then give us a quick overview of Guarantee Mortgage.
Okay. Well, I am a loan originator with Guarantee Mortgage, and I have been in the banking mortgage industry for about 17 years and with Guarantee for about 14.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. So outside of work, I really like anything outdoor related. So I like to travel. That includes the beach or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Experience new adventures. And I'm addicted to art, like art craft festivals here in Atlanta.
Oh.
So I go to like almost every one, yes. And I like to go to antique and thrift stores just to find that, you know, that bargain. So
it's just fun to look at those stores and see some of the crazy stuff you find there.
Absolutely. You always find a treasure.
Yep. Very, very cool. All right. So Guarantee Mortgage, give us a quick overview.
Yes. We have been in the mortgage industry since about 1991, I believe. And we're full service. We have all government products, jumbo, conventional. We do work with a lot of first-time home buyers as well as upgrade or second home buyers. Mm-hmm. So we specialize really with the realtor group, the realtor community, and builders. That's kind of our forte.
So let's talk a little bit about what makes Guarantee Mortgage different.
Well, I think because we work with the realtors and builders and we have more of an individualized experience with them and the customers, we do things that the big banks can't compete with. You know, it's just building the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of repeat customers that come back to us for purchase and refinances. So that really makes us different, I think.
Yeah, I'd kind of wondered, you know, I think a lot of people think, oh, I need to apply for a mortgage. I need to go to my bank. So tell us, you know, I guess enhance
kind of
a little
difference.
Bit. Yeah, tell us the difference. Why would you use a mortgage company, you know, that just does mortgages versus your bank?
Sure. Well, it's really about the service again, but we, Guarantee Mortgage, we actually process, underwrite, close everything locally. So we don't have to send a file, you know, out of state or somewhere else. We can, as a loan officer, I like that because I can talk to the underwriters. I can talk to the decision makers. So it just makes the process for the buyer much easier.
Makes sense.
It certainly does. And, you know, if you haven't done it before, if you haven't gone through the experience, you don't know how important that is.
Right.
And if there are issues, then the local nature of that enables you to really address those much, much quicker, which is amazing when you've gone through the other version of how that thing can unfold.
Right. I mean, we definitely want to close on time.
There.
And I know a lot of the other banks sometimes, you know, they extend the closing or it doesn't close on time. So we want that to happen, not only for the customer, but for ourselves.
Right.
Yeah, you want it to close too.
Absolutely.
So,
and make it, and we want it to be, again, about the experience and build that relationship so that they do come back. So if you don't close on time or if something happens or slows down the process, then they won't be back. I mean,
absolutely.
Again, it's about building that relationship.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about some of your loan products.
Okay. We, again, work with a lot of first-time home buyers. So they like a lot of low down payment programs and down payment assistance. So we have all of that available, all the government loans, including VA for veterans and USDA, which we do a lot of in rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of some lenders don't have USDA products, so we do a lot of those. And then, of course, conventional and jumbo.
All right. So, I mean, you're either a first-time home buyer or you're upgrading.
Correct.
Right? So share a piece of advice, the best piece of advice you can share for both. So if I'm a first-time home buyer and I'm nervously anticipating this process that I think in my head is going to be really difficult and scary, what's a piece of advice you can share to help them say, this is not going to be that big a deal, but here's some key things to think about going into it. And then do the same thing for someone who's upgrading. What do they need to be focused on?
Okay. The biggest thing that everyone needs to be concerned about is credit.
Yes.
So that's the very first thing we do. And I think if you're preparing to buy within the next 6 months, you need to have your credit checked. just to make sure there are no issues with that. Because sometimes if there are any dings, you know, at least you have that time period to correct those or work on that. So credit's very important. And then the down payment. A lot of first-time homebuyers don't realize, you know, they need to have a little money to put into it. As far as the upgrade buyer, they just sometimes aren't aware. The mortgage industry has obviously changed over the past years. So they are sometimes shocked at the amount of paperwork. So they just need to be prepared going in. There's just a lot of documentation. It just, regulations have changed, guidelines have changed. So that's would be my advice to them. Just be prepared.
Yep, yep. And fixing credit isn't as difficult a task as you think. I mean, sometimes it can be, hey, if you pay a few extra dollars on this card and take that one little step, boy, that changes everything.
Exactly.
It makes my job a lot easier. So don't be afraid of that. But you guys can help people work through that, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. We always, again, if you're preparing, we pull it 6 months prior. We can give you suggestions on what you need to do. Most of the time, again, it's paying a credit card down a little. Maybe taking care of an old debt. But primarily, usually it's a credit card that you just need to pay down.
Usually,
All right. Or maybe they have too much debt and they need to pay some of that down too.
But you can tell them exactly what they need to do.
Absolutely.
And there's a hardcore plan on what to do. Mm-hmm. And it won't take that long.
It doesn't. We can work with them through the process and monitor it to make sure they're doing the things they need to do in order to buy.
Yep. Good. All right. Joy, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Joy James with Guarantee Mortgage.
So, Joy, I imagine that we have some first-time buyers out there who, you know, think credit score. Well, what is a good credit score? So what score, you know, would they be looking at on average to buy that first house?
Well, typically an average credit score, a good credit score in order to buy, most lenders have a minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say most are 620 as a minimum. Sometimes higher, it can be 640. And if a lender can go lower than that, usually there's a bigger down payment involved. So I would say overall, if you have a 620, you should be in good shape. Now, you know, obviously the higher your credit score, the better your interest rate will be. So again, as we talked about, preparing and knowing what your credit score is ahead of time is good, because if you can increase that over time, you'll have a better interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it's even worth it if we just talked the top half of the show about, you know, some of the simple things you can do to improve that credit score.
Mm-hmm.
It may be worth doing those, even if your score is good and qualifies as in the good, healthy range. If you do a couple little steps to raise it 20, 40 points can make a big difference long term, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's even worth doing too.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, if you're going to be in the market within the next 6 months, have a lender pull your credit, give you some suggestions on what you need to do. And you'll also know how much you qualify for.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll know when you start your search what price range you need to be in.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. And that's important. That changes everything in that process.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're just like a week and a half from Christmas and the new year. So
can't believe that.
Me either. We're already looking towards 2017. So what can we expect from Guarantee Mortgage?
Well, some things we're focusing on internally, we're growing our company. We have some offices in, our office is in Buford, but we cover the Atlanta market. So, and we also have an office in Columbus, Georgia, and Tennessee, and we just expanded into Philadelphia.
Wow.
Yes. So we're focusing on just hiring more loan officers and increasing our volume in our business. So that's one thing we're doing. As far as for the realtor community and homebuyers, we're doing a lot more events. And those events would be like first-time homebuyer seminars, realtor events such as continuing education classes, three-hour continuing education. We've already got a lot of topics lined up, so it should be a really exciting year. We'll be doing more of that throughout the year. So we're excited about that.
Yeah, very cool.
Yes.
I love education classes.
Yes,
it's so important.
I do.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, again, it's the kind of the season to be giving. And I know Guarantee Mortgage gives a lot back to the community.
We talk
about some of the charities you support.
We do. I would say the biggest one that we support is Spina Bifida, the Spina Bifida Association. We're very involved with that. And also with the Greater Atlanta Home Builders Association, we do a lot with their charity, which is HomeAid. So we give a lot back to HomeAid. And then, like I said, Spina Bifida is one that we do for our company. Our president's very involved with that. So those are two big ones that we do. And then a lot of local things in our town, you know, we try to give back and we're involved in as well. So, but those are the biggest two.
That's so important.
Well, yes.
It is. And we appreciate the good service that you're doing for the community. So grateful for that. So Joy, running low on time, before we let you go, should anyone have any questions, how can they find you? Where can they learn more about the products at Guarantee Mortgage? And where can they learn about some of these continuing education classes and seminars?
Okay. Well, our website, our company website is guaranteemortgage.com. And they can always call me, which my phone number is 770-861-4235. And my website is joyjames.net.
All right. Joy James, a loan originator with Guarantee Mortgage. Great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. You too. Merry Christmas.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Joy James, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.